Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Well, if you look at the calendar, high school kids everywhere are starting to get a little bit stressed out about the P word.
What P
word? Pregnancy. No. Prom.
Well,
I mean, one can lean to the other.
I mean,
but
there was always that one. You know, there was always one in high school. That, anyway, no, it's prom, you guys, and all the stress that revolves around prom. Getting a date, getting the limo, the tux, where are we going to dinner? Who's paying for all of this? And it seems like over the years, the expectations for prom just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah. Even just how you ask someone now has to be a huge production.
The promposals, right? Case in point, this guy named Brecken Andrews from some school in Kansas, Seaman High School, the unfortunately named Seaman High School in Kansas, he reached out to the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, the people that run the Wienermobile, and he talked to Maggie Dawson, one of the people that run it. They're known as hot doggers, right? Mm-hmm. The people that run it. So he reached out to a hot dogger, asking if they could use the Wienermobile for prom transportation.
At Seaman High School, huh?
At Seaman High School.
That's what they wanted.
The whole story is so bad. It is so bad, right? Anyway, they looked into the schedule. They worked things around Brecken Andrews' prom schedule, and they said, yep, we're going to provide you free transportation to the dance. A lot of people take limos, but this year you get to just all pile into a giant hot dog for prom. How can you, like, that is like the pinnacle.
That's the best.
That's the best right there. You can't top that. But anyway, you see that rolling into school, and then you're like a nobody, you know,
You're
showing up in your mom's, you know, Cavalier or something.
Guess the Ghostbusters car doesn't work anymore.
So I can't imagine being back in high school now as a student worrying about prom, because you got to go because it's an Instagram world, too.
I know, right? I know, yep, you got to do it for the gram.
We had a mom reach out to us yesterday. Her name was Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Cool. You're the sweetest in the sea. Would you go to prom with me?
Was that what you said back in 79 or something? Right? What?
When I graduated high school in 97, it was like, yo, let's go to prom together. Cool.
No
awesome
joke.
Color.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Nowadays, it's like a big elaborate spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
But what about for the kids who are shy or are not into performative art?
Yeah.
It's not genuine. There's social media expectations. Like, prom's in 2 weeks. I said to my son, have you asked her yet? No, bruh. I didn't have a poster board.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you something.
Going
hold on, Melissa. Hold on. So Melissa texted us yesterday and said something about your son is having a difficult time coming up with his promposal idea. Was that the gist of it?
Yeah, man, we have to find a piece of cardboard first. Let's do the first step here.
What's with the cardboard?
We get the cardboard, got the cardboard. It's about doing it in front of people. He's like, well, does somebody have to videotape it? Well, if you're an Instagram person, I guess, but it's just blown out of control. She's a sweet girl. She keeps talking about her dress to him. I'm like, that's her hint that she wants you to ask her. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah, just ask
absolutely
her.
Absolutely. Yes. You don't need a choreographed dance to do it. Like,
no, it turns something fun and innocent into stressful.
Did you see the latest post? There was these boys that went out and rented a giant U-Haul moving truck, and they plastered big signs on the side of that, and it said, like, hey, Rachel, will you haul my butt to prom?
Oh, that's
so
cute.
Their big thing was that they rolled up in front of the girl's house in a U-Haul truck. And first of all, I don't know, how did they even rent that? They're not even old enough to get that, right?
You have to be 25 to rent a truck.
Yeah. But you're right. Are you you'd be Gen X?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the end of Gen X.
Awkward and unnecessary.
I graduated in 98, and it was the same thing, Melissa. You know, more or less, it was just like it comes down to 2 weeks out, and then you're just asking your buddies, like, hey, you got any single girls that
you
would go with me?
Right? So
that's all it was.
By yourself. Yeah.
That's
Some find it fun and creative, but it's exclusionary for people who don't have the time, the interest, or the money, or the social desire to do this crazy thing. But my son's like, Ma, why are you so mad about this? And I'm like,
You're like, because
it's
ridiculous.
Mad about it.
I love your accent.
I know. You sound very like he better listen to you.
I'm waiting for you to say a cuss word, so don't say a cuss word. All right?
My husband asked me how many times I was going to be bleeped out.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not do any bleeping here, Melissa's.
No. Well, I'm just glad he's already at school and not listening to this on his drive-in. So
what was his plan? What was his plan with the cardboard then?
He's going to ask her. I don't know. I'm just backing up from it. I'm like, all right, let me know when you want to go rent a tux, if there's any still available.
Yeah,
he's
2 weeks
going, he's
so
just
close.
Going a poster? He's just holding a poster up?
Well, like some of them say things like, you're the sweetest in the sea. Would you go to prom with me? Like stupid stuff like
is?
That. Or like, I'm sweet on you, or I don't know.
Okay.
It's just
I got one. I got one. I posted this the other day, and this woman named Alexis wrote in. She's obviously graduated years ago, but she said, at the time, my boyfriend put salted nut bars glued to a big poster board sign that said, I'd be nuts not to take you to the prom. She continued on the note and said, problem is I'm a severely allergic to peanuts.
Oh, no.
Like EpiPen level allergic. And he knew this. I still don't understand how he thought this was a good idea. And that was from Alexis out in Denver. I'd be
nuts. I'm all about the free chocolate, but come on.
He'd be better off to put on there, you take my breath away, right, if she's allergic to the nuts.
Yeah, seriously.
All
breath,
right.
Man.
Well, what's your son's name? Give him a shout out. Melissa, come on, give him a shout out.
EJ, if they're not trying, yeah. So
all right, we're
he'll get it. He's going to pull it off. He always does.
We're going to make this a podcast so you can share it with him later.
We'll see about that.
Is there anything you'd like to say to embarrass EJ this morning?
I just did in the last 5 minutes.
You've been
done.
Doing it.
You're just on the air with us.
Melissa, you're the best.
You are a awesome. Sweetheart, Melissa. Thank you for listening and thank you for writing us.
Have a good day, guys.
You right, too. You bye.
I swear I thought she was going to drop an F-bomb.
I was
like,
ready for
times.
It.
We talked. Yeah. We were ready for it.
Janessa wrote in and said, back in the day, my boyfriend thought it would be relatable to do his promposal at Costco. We went in and he got down on one knee in front of the $5 rotisserie chickens, pulled a little sign out of his pocket that said, you're a hot deal. Did you go to prom with me? She said, there's like 30 people watching. Somebody started clapping before I even answered. I said yes because I panicked. I'm looking back and realizing, man, this was stupid. That's Janessa.
That's right up my alley, though.
I'm not mad at that.
And I get chicken. Let's go.
Did you even go to prom, Katie?
I did. I went
to North Dakota. Was it your uncle?
Shut up. No, I went to prom with someone who wanted to go with my friend, but she didn't have good enough grades. So he took me instead, and then he took me to Super Pumper for a hot dog before the
Pardon
dance.
Me? Super
yeah,
what?
And then we
Pardon
went.
Me?
Super Pumper was the gas station. Okay. And then we went to
Oddly
go
enough,
to the
that
gas
was my
station.
Nickname in high school.
And we got a hot dog. And then after the dance, we went and sat around a campfire.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your dress?
Very North
in my
Dakota.
Dress. It was so North Dakota.
And then we rode a moose.
I know.
Drink some Molson.
Josh, did you go to prom? I'm sure you went to prom.
Yeah, you
I
went
did.
To all the proms. I went
bougie to Valor prom.
Every prom I could go to. Yeah. It was fine. I did all the promposals. I was like the first generation of everybody wanted there on TikTok or not on Instagram or Twitter at the time. And so we had to make big deals. I remember decorating all the cars, going all out. We did one on the baseball field. I did one in the lunchroom where I did a skit with three other guys.
Oh, barf.
That were oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Come on, fellas, let's do a skit.
Yeah, we did a whole skit of asking the women at lunch. We had this thing called a business lunch, which was everybody was there at lunch, and we did it in front of everybody. The girls were so embarrassed, and then they all said yes, but that was a good one. That was a good prom, yeah.
Oh, God.
It was bad.
I am so glad we didn't have to do all that.
Katie.
It was bad enough just asking,
to my
right?
buddy, Jeff. I was like, Jeff had a girlfriend at the time. I was like, hey, does your girlfriend have any single friends?
Yeah,
He's
right?
like, yeah, I'll hook you up with so-and-so. And it was like 2 days later, I was with some random girl at prom.
Exactly. See, again, I went with someone who wanted to go with my friend.
Yeah. Like, and we didn't have a super pumper at all. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. What are your thoughts on promposals? Tell that dog to shut up.
Sorry, I'm out walking. So I'll go on the other side. Hey, I think they're kind of silly, but whatever. But my son, who's now 29, he made his sister do the promposal.
What?
Why do you make her do it?
Okay.
I can't get enough of those dogs.
Yeah, she was a volleyball coach out at a school in eastern Colorado.
Yeah.
And one of the girls played volleyball for her. And she thought it'd be cool for her to come to a big high school, Broomfield High prom.
Ah, that's cute.
So she took blue cups because Broomfield's colors are blue. And in the volleyball net, put cups and spelled prom question mark. And then she said, I have to ask my mom.
Yeah.
And so.
And then what happened?
Then they were at a volleyball game watching the freshman team play.
Are you running around a track right now?
Stood up in the crowd and told my daughter, hey, Miss Hollinsby, my mom said I could go to your brother's prom.
And then what happened?
So she came with my daughter to our house, stayed overnight. Oof. They went to dinner at the Macaroni Grill, and then they went to the gym, and that girl had the best prom of her life.
Aww.
And then what happened?
It's so sweet.
Nothing, because they stayed at our house.
Yeah, nothing happened, Jeremy.
There was no super pumper at all. What a great story. That was really fun.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Thanks, Kim. Really appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here. Denver's Mix 100.